All right. I think that I'm going to have to hold it close. It's going to be weird, but we'll just do it. How about we'll pray real quick? Lord, we thank you for this time, and I thank you for the people that you have supplied. Lord, we pray that we would be doing your will and contributing to your glory. Lord, we pray for clear minds and willing hearts, and we pray that you would give us wisdom to know how to do things best and to follow your Spirit's leading. Lord, we pray for lots of people to have interaction with us. We pray that they would come in our doors and spend time with us, and that we would have the courage to deliver to them the gospel, the power, your power to salvation. We pray these things in your Son's name. Amen. All right, so I have a long list of subjects to cover, but I think they can be covered fairly quickly. So we'll find out. And you're going to feel like this is sort of no particular order, and that's probably true, so I apologize for that. So the first thing is we've gotten some signs, and we're making some more signs, so we're going to have signage around the property. We're going to close off. I have parking further down on the list, but might as well start now. We're going to close this gate over here that we normally have open. We're going to open the other gate, and so we'll have a table there where somebody will be sort of the parking attendant who will be taking, it'll be $20 a slot. We actually think that that's kind of under the normal rate for parking this close to the action. And the city is very, let's say, appreciative for more parking. There's just not enough parking in this town, and there's the people who live here have to do unnatural things to try to get people not to park in front of their house and things like that. So anything that we can do there is helpful. And they don't want us to make it free. If we make it free, then it undermines all the other folks who are trying to make money. So so we're charging $20 a slot. And when people come in, that goes for no matter how many hours that they're there. And so we'll have people, a few people leave during the day, and those spots will get filled up, and we'll...
So there's no in and out
for
right?
True, right. If they leave, they leave, and if they come back, it's 20 more bucks. That's right. Yeah. Hey, come on around here where I can see you.
Is that the going rate for parking?
Actually, we think so. The train station over here, just the we think that's going to be more like 22, 23,
really?
25, okay. Something like that. Yeah.
I haven't been to Opus
yeah.
in a lot of years.
So,
it used to be like
yeah.
five.
So, right. So last year, all the prices bumped up significantly.
Okay.
Parking and food, everything. It was kind of painful. Still fun, but
yeah.
I'm too cheap.
Me too.
so, yeah. So we will actually get to that because I don't want to buy very much food at the festival. We're going to have food provided here for the volunteers, so that you can do it cheaply if you want to do it cheaply. So,
park in the lot too.
Okay, right. So volunteer parking. Right. That's item two on my list, volunteer parking. So Rick is going to block off some of the street parking here. He's hoping for 10 spots. And so based on the number of volunteers we have, we should be fine. We're not ever going to have 10 at one time, probably. If we do, great. But, yeah, so we'll park in the street alongside here and maybe out in front here, but we will not park in the lot. We'll reserve that for the paid parkers. I have here a parking lot script. So the idea is we'll have somebody at the table with a cash box, and that person will, you know, make change and that kind of thing, but that person's going to need a gopher to go between them and the vehicle. And that gopher, I'm thinking Micah will be at least a good portion of the time. They'll have this script to work from. We can't take extra long vehicles, right? So I've tried to make that apparent here. So that the very first thing, if the vehicle's too large, we will, you know, politely turn them away. And then the next thing is to point out the fact that we have a closing time of 10 p.m. that we're going to tell them that we're going to lock the lot at 10. Whether we actually go through with that and locking the lot, if there's cars still in it, is another matter. We probably will not. We'll probably show a little bit of grace. But the next day, when they want to get their car out, it's going to be another $20, which is a lot cheaper than having it towed, right? So, well, Rick, the former Marine, says that they will. And you know what? If they don't, it's okay. The point is, we don't want people, we don't want people in our lot overnight. It's just better that way. And,
Will we give them a receipt? Will we have receipts to give them for any parking that they pay?
No, the receipt is that their car is in our lot.
And they have the keys.
And they have the keys, yep.
And if you have a big van, like a 16-passenger van, which I'm assuming is the X,
yep.
Could that be a $40 two spots?
No, it's we're sorry. We just can't accommodate you. The reason is because that lot,
you can't
maneuver in there. Right. So, yeah, we have to stick to that, unfortunately.
Uh-huh. So there's parking spots marked off on the side of the building, but are they going to be able to use those if they're coming in that?
So most of the slots that you see will be used. In fact, there's a couple of slots that are not marked that we will be able to use because we're closing this gate over here. So we'll actually have a little more capacity than we normally do, but only for cars that are not oversized. And so that's what that's about.
One other thing I noticed this morning coming in that way is there's this huge puddle from the dripping, the condensation.
Yeah. Area. Can't do anything about that.
We may not want to walk through it.
All right. Right. So that is something we're going to try to have people, we'll have signs up to kind of funnel people. Why don't you come over on this side? Come on around on this side if you don't mind. So we'll have signs up that are meant to try to funnel people up our stairs and down our boardwalk so that we can have some interaction with them. If they've parked in our lot, the signage will state that pedestrians are meant to go to the right and vehicles are meant to go to the left, and so it looks like we're kind of positioning it as a safety thing. But the truth is, we'd like them to walk down our boardwalk and have a shot at them. So, but if they don't, if they walk out the other way, that's fine. You know, if they don't want to get the bottoms of their shoes wet, that's okay. So. Because it's wet over there. Sorry, we. Yeah, little condensation from our. I think that's from our fire system, actually. All right, security. So Rick will be around. I think we should view him as sort of our primary security person. If you see something that's going little sideways. I'll be around most of the time. There's others who can take charge in a situation like that too. But I think mostly I just want all of us to sort of have an eye out for weird stuff happening. And we will get to, well, I'll just say it right now. We're not going to let people, the public, use our restrooms. There's restrooms outside the porta potties, and one of the things that could go wrong is having people use our restrooms. So we're going to, this year at least, we'll say, no, we've got some signage we'll have up to make it very clear that there aren't any opportunities there.
No credit cards, cash only.
Right. We don't have any way to take credit cards. So great point. And that's part of the script here is that we can't do credit cards.
Yeah.
Our sign will not say that coming in, but that's actually people know if they've been to OFest before, it's a lot of cash changing hand. Yeah, you might have somebody pull in and say, oh, I was about to go to the ATM, and you can say, well, that's great. You can come back when you've got cash. So, yeah, we just can't deal in anything other than cash. There's a reminder to lock vehicles and all that kind of thing. And then hey, remember, we close at 10 p.m., so come back before 10, or the gate will be locked, and we'll see you tomorrow. So I've got a high-level schedule here that I've made out based on what I've heard from those of you that I've got a little bit of detail from, and we'll we can get a little bit more specific on people's start times and finish times and days and things like that. As we, even today, if you know, we can write those times down. Again, if it gets real tight, if we have a lot of volunteers and 10 parking spaces is not enough and we need to, you know, have somebody clear out so that somebody else can come in, this will help us to coordinate that. We'll be texting and Rick will, you know, move a cone so somebody can move out so that somebody can move in. Let's see, what's next? We have, I'll bring a cash box, but we could use at least one more cash box. So there's two things being sold. There's the parking lot, so one cash box will be out there. The other thing is water. We expect there will be a lot of folks who want water. We're pricing it, right now we have it marked at $2. If we find out that the low end of the going rate is actually higher than that, then we might mark it up to $3. But we don't want to undercut, right, for the same reason that we talked about before. That will just make people mad at us, and that's not why we're here. So, there's two more things that could be sold. We're going to have signs up that say we have chairs for sale. we're planning to keep 100 good chairs, but the rest of them, as far as we're concerned, can go, they can be sold. And we'll start for, if people want to buy one or two, that would be $10 each. And we're willing to go as low as $5 each if they're buying larger quantities. And let's see. Oh, the other thing is commemorative glassware. I should have brought some out here. But when we bought this building, it had a bunch of boxes of Mount Angel Brewing Company glasses from one of the older instantiations of this building, right? So we're willing to, if people want to pay us for those, we'll sell them. I don't really think that'll happen, but we might be surprised. Yeah. So we'll give it a shot. We'll have a nice little display and a cash box. So does anybody have a cash box that you'd be willing to bring and use just to make it easier? No, that's okay. Nobody has cash. That's all right.
Are you talking about like a
box? Yeah, yeah, one that's like a mini, right, that has different bills in it. And yeah, that's fine. We know how to do it without. So, but we'll have one out there at the parking lot where most people will see. Okay, we will need somebody, and by somebody, I think I mean Eric, to get some change from the bank, and we can talk about numbers and denominations later. And I don't mean Baptists and Methodists. And,
yeah.
And then, so overnight, hey, we have a place to keep cash where it's quite secure. So we might as well use it. You mean a cash box? We'll check. I don't think so, but we'll check. It's a good point. Right. So planning to sell water. We have an ice machine in our kitchen. We fired it up a couple days ago. It's actually working. And so now we have like all the ice we could possibly want. So that's fun. But we will need some coolers. And Jill and I have a couple. I think Laura said you guys are going to bring yours. So that's honestly probably enough. But if you want to bring a cooler, that would not hurt. So we're going to be giving out cookies. So free cookies, probably one per person. I've ordered some envelopes for cookies. So we'll be like doing all the things that you should do to not touch the cookies. I'm going to have a food handler's license or whatever it's called, card. And we should probably have, we're supposed to have one, at least one person around here who does have that while we're serving cookies. But the bar, okay, awesome. The bar on serving cookies is actually quite low. Almost everything else is ridiculously high. Everybody has to be trained and you have to have all these things. But actually cookies are kind of an exception to that. So we'll take advantage of that. Three years, actually. What's that? Yeah. Right. So it's actually a lot like that. Well, if we get the traffic, that's one of the big unknowns is we're here And O-Fest is actually over there.
Yeah.
And so we'll get some folks from our parking lot, and maybe we'll get more. Maybe, right? So I'm thinking we'll go ahead and talk about these now. So we've got these question cards that have, there's eight different kinds that have questions and answers on them that we'll have laying around on our chairs and tables. But we will also, I think, we didn't talk about this yet, but since we're in a cookie-only world tomorrow, for the weekend, I was hoping we might have some other things too, but they're not as easy to give out with the health standards as cookies are. So we'll put a cookie in a bag with one of these stapled to it, a slightly smaller version stapled to the bag. And it's kind of like what Micah said. They'll walk in and say, hey, you want a cookie? And they'll say, I'm here for the cookie. And we say, okay, here's a cookie. And we might have multiple ones to choose from, different kinds. And in that case, we can give them a choice. But otherwise, it's pretty simple. You just give them a cookie. And this comes with it. And if they want to sit and eat, and you can invite them to, that's great. If they're getting water, then even better, right? We'll have some seats down in the fellowship area and a few tables like this. We'll also have some chairs running along our boardwalk, and I think we'll put we've got a few of those square tables left over from the restaurant days, and we'll put a few of those out on the boardwalk too, as long as there's still some room left. I was thinking that there wouldn't be, but maybe we think there is enough room. So
the food will be, and water will be inside the building.
That's the idea. Yeah. We would like to
keep an eye on it.
Well, sure. But I think we'd like to get them into our territory a little bit, right? We're going to have stanchions up to prevent people from going into the big room and to prevent people from going into the bathroom hall. Not that most people should know that that's a bathroom hall, but on the other hand, maybe they went here when it was a restaurant. And so we'll have a sign up like this there. Well, we've got another couple of stanchions that we can use to sort of cordon off that area to keep them where we want them. And yeah, we'd love for them to sit down and spend some time with us. So how are we doing on time? Somebody have the time?
The best way to do those cookies, Ryan, would be gloves.
Yeah.
If you had food service gloves.
And we've got a bunch of tongs, too.
Tongs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it would be a lot easier.
Okay.
We do have gloves.
All right. Yeah, we do have gloves. So, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Covered the bathrooms. We can use those, but they can't. We're going to have nifty black aprons, all official-like, and gloves. So there should be lots of opportunities throughout the weekend for evangelism, right? And any one of us should feel like you should be able to stop what you're doing and hand off to somebody else and sit down with somebody and talk with them about the gospel. There'll be, we've got those tracts that we've been going through. We've got other resources. We've got these cards. There's lots of conversation starters. So, the Bibles or the New Testaments, they're on the way. Yeah, they're supposed to be here too. So we'll have, 100 to give away if people are, you know, showing an interest, not just to everybody, but I'm planning to have a video off to the side down here of our kind of a looping of church family photos that have happened over the first 10 years of our church. So they're not very recent, except for in between, there will also be a youth group video for 4 or 5 minutes worth of recent youth group stuff, just to help people understand what kind of things happen in a church. Our culture doesn't know, or maybe they're used to a Catholic church, which is different. We'll just leave it at that. We may have some background music. I found out this weekend that we have, so the speakers in this area and the area just below us do work. And so we'll try and, you know, bring in some kind of backgroundy Christian music. We're not going to try to drown anybody out or be too controversial with our music choices there. We may not do it at all, but just to let you know, we have that option. That's the whole time we're going to be together. We can reconfigure anything we want. We don't have to be set on how we start it Thursday morning. And so as things play out let's just be flexible and kind of figure out what works best. And yeah, we're almost done. So I mentioned that there would be food for volunteers so that you don't have to buy a $15 hot dog out there. And so that'll be set up in the kitchen. We'll use the fridge for that. We're actually going to be baking some cookies, by the way, in our oven. So if you want to bring, yeah, I hope so. I hope we can get the scent wafting out here, right? And so there's a couple of places where people can take breaks too. So, if you are willing to, and there's room to sit out front where the tables and chairs are and take a break there, that'll encourage people that, hey, that's the thing to do, right? So you can do that. You can come up here. We'll have an area in the kitchen where we'll set up some tables back there if you just want to chill. that there's a kind of an open area back there that we can use that way as well. So let's see. Those are also, so that back room especially, and maybe up here, I would love it if we have enough people that a couple people can break free and just go pray, especially if there's an evangelistic encounter happening right then. You know, Eric Nyborg is talking with a guy, right? To have somebody find a brother or sister and come up here and spend 5 minutes praying about it, that would be incredible.
Eric is coming?
Yeah. Eric's coming Saturday.
He's quite the evangelist.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll be able to learn from Eric, watching how he does it, but, or maybe he'll learn from us. We'll see. So cleanup, every night for those who are around at closing time, we'll kind of spiff things up so that it's not too much of a disaster when the people come in the morning. Saturday night in particular, we have to think about Sunday because we're having church at 10. So we can come back early and prepare some there. If we're doing a good job along the way of kind of keeping things clean, that it won't be very much work. But just so everybody's aware, we'll probably have some cleanup to do. And that's the end of my list.
How is Sunday going to go then?
Right. So we will, we have signs that say, so we'll take down most of the parking lot signs. And then we've got another one that comes up that says church parking only Sunday morning until 1 p.m. And so we will have probably Rick out there making sure that the people who are turning into the lot are our people on Sunday morning.
And will it still be that the back gate?
It'll still be this gate over here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if people are coming back having parked here on day one or day two and wanting to park here again, they'll be disappointed in the morning, but in the afternoon we can let them in. And as people leave from church, that opens up a spot and we can start bringing folks in. So is that what you meant when you asked about how will it work for Sunday? Or
yes.
Okay.
So we're starting at one on Sunday. What are the hours the other days?
Great question. So I've got it on here starting at 8, but the thing is we're not beholden to that. You know, if it turns out that nobody can come until 9, well then we don't open the parking lot until 9, and that's okay. Nobody's enforcing anything. So it really is up to us. I think the Aratolas and Jill and I are planning to be here kind of through the duration. So if it looks like I've fallen asleep on my feet, just like guide me to a chair or something like that. Right. But you know, our expectations are, you know, you get to set your own schedule, and the place where we really need some help, you'll see, is on Friday actually, which is a really big day. And so if we end up just, you know, with that crew on Friday, it's going to be pretty rough, but you know, it'll happen and we'll scale things accordingly. You know, maybe maybe there's some certain things that we don't do, and we could take the cookie signs down, for instance, right? We don't have to do cookies all the time. We might run out of cookies too.
Yeah. But I think we're only planning to serve a certain amount per day, right? So that we have some for the following day.
Yeah. We're not going to blow through them. At least that's the plan. But I'll tell you, if the cookies are, not selling like hotcakes, if the cookies are disappearing fast, we'll make some calls, and see if we can get some more cookies on the way, right? Our congregation might get pretty excited about that if it turns out that we're having that level of traffic. So, no, there's no sampling of cookies. Thanks for your question. No. Okay, there might be some sampling. Yes. Oh, right. Okay. So, again, lots of options with these, right? But what I was thinking is that we'll have a few tables out down below. We'll have the tables on the boardwalk, and we'll just have these sitting out on tables and maybe even on chairs so that if you want to sit on a chair, you have to pick one up and move it. And you'll see we're having a bunch of these made. I think there's 100 and some that we're having made. I doubt people will want to take them, but they certainly can. If they're taking a cookie, they're going to get one of these. I think it's going to be, is it that one? Is there life after death? Might be that one that will be stapling to their cookie bag. So does that answer your question?
So we should be prepared to discuss these topics. Right?
Or find someone who is. Yeah.
Yeah. Good
to
somebody.
And I can send this out in an email. Okay. Cool.
So how many will you have? I mean, are they available to take if somebody wants to take
Sure.
them?
Yeah. I mean, we can print as many as we want, you guys. My plan was, I think, 160. Yes, I wouldn't want to go very much smaller just because of the font size on this side.
Those are the ones that are going on the cookies, the paper versus the card.
I hadn't really thought very much about that. Do you think the paper would be better?
Probably because a lot of them are going to get thrown away and they're less expensive.
That's true. They're not very expensive, but you're right. That is cheaper to just do it on copy paper.
Are we going to have trash available for the parking lot?
No. Yeah. So
there's going to be trash coming back to the cars. Sure.
Yes, no doubt. Yeah. So that's great. I hadn't really given that much thought, but yeah, we do need to have trash cans out, and we've got a few, so we should be in okay shape there. But they will be needing emptying. We'll probably end up having more than we can deal with in 1 week's worth of trash hauling. So we'll probably stack them up on the deck in the back or something like that. Yeah.
So there's only two of us with a food handler's card?
For now. We can have other people.
Yeah, because they're like.
It takes like 10 minutes to get. Yeah.
Yeah.
$8.99.
You take a little test online and you get your card.
Yeah.
So we can't hand out cookies unless we have a...
No, you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There should be somebody on the premises who has the food handler card at all times, technically.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So Eric definitely needs to take the training.
Yeah.
And maybe someone should watch him.
Yeah. Let me just tell you, having taken the test last night, if in doubt, wash your hands.
Yeah.
And of your 20 questions, that's like 16 of them. So. Yeah. All right.
So what chairs are available to sell?
Right.
Where do we get them from?
Great question. So I think that the ones that are up here, that means that we think that they're in good shape. But we need to set aside 100 not to sell. If it looks like, well, we'll figure that out. I'm pretty sure that Thursday morning we'll have a half an hour or so to figure out chairs. Yeah. Right. So if you've got somebody who's interested in chairs, you can bring them up the back stairs. You say, like, this is our chair showroom.
That's like interested in buying a chair.
Yeah. We'll have like a little table and a little display with the glassware on it and a chair to like show off down there. Yeah.
Where will the other chair be, the one
you're not sitting on? So, yeah, good question. We'll put some tape or something over the one, like yellow tape or so that you know which ones not to sell. But it would really surprise me if we sold a lot of chairs.
Yeah. Well, what are they
going
to do?
Exactly. They're going to carry them around during O-Fest.
So, I'm afraid they're going to want to come back.
Yeah. So,
that could be
the right.
We're going to do a bigger sale. hopefully the end of September. I need to talk to Kiva for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll find out a time to do the sale, but if somebody comes in and they want a bunch of chairs and they can't haul them, then we can take their information. We can deal with them offline and have them come over and meet us someday. That's fine.
Yeah. Probably be good to have like a list somewhere. Absolutely no. That's happening.
That won't be a problem for me.
Right.
Up front?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah, yeah, right. Make sure we get their details so that we can pester them and say, hey, you're still interested in those chairs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure we're all going to have lots more questions once we get into the thick of it, and that'll be half the fun. It's going to be a blast. We'll all be super tired, but it's going to be a blast. Working together and just seeing what God does. So,
what chairs are we going to have out on the boardwalk out here?
Those will be some of the ones that we're selling. Yeah, yeah. We won't sell them right out from under people technically, but yeah, they'll be our floor models, as it were. Yeah.
Hopefully, they won't sit in them before they.
Yeah. Well, I was going to pay 15. Now I'm not going to pay 2. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you buy 10 chairs, you get a free cushion.
Oh, I like it. That's terrific. One cushion. Yeah, the other cushions are $10 each, but yeah, you get a free one.
Get a free one.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, let's pray. And I said we'd try to keep it short. So, Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this building that you've given us right in the heart of Mount Angel. We thank you for the opportunity that Oktoberfest represents. We thank you that as of Tuesday, we've got a giant cross that can't be ignored on our building facing all the traffic. And Lord, we just pray that you would glorify yourself through everything that happens. We pray these things in your son's name. Amen. And I'm getting a call from Erica. I'll have to call her back later.
Are we supposed to see your sign-up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Where did I put it? So I've got pencils and pen. If you want to, if you see a line that's not right, cross it out. If you want to put times at ends of lines, if you want to give yourself more lines, schedule yourself for more time, that's always welcome. And I probably should have brought more than one of those sheets. Sorry.
So it was like, is this car like a Suburban or something?
The second one is like more like a Suburban.
This